as some of you may know, my mom passed away about 3.5 years ago. And I had written this poem for her while she was still alive several years back, so I thought I'd share it with you. Mother's hands. See if I can get through this. My mother's fine hands are all twisted and gnarled, like the roots of a well-seasoned tree. Arthritis has bent them completely at will, distorting them mercilessly. The once youthful hands are now wrinkled with age and spotted with freckles of brown. Though not quite as shapely as when she was young, they're lovely as any around. For these diligent hands are the ones that embraced her child as an infant so small. They bathed me and fed me with studious care when they were not crooked at all. Like I said, this is kind of hard. They rocked me in darkness when measles appeared and sheltered my eyes from the light. They guided me when I was learning to walk and lifted to set me aright. They packed every lunch with industrious care and guided my hand on the page. They covered my mouth with a gentle reproof when I was emphatic with rage. These hands are the hands that uncovered God's book, directing my feet in the way, with patience correcting and turning my steps and guiding me lest I should stray. These delicate hands use their skill to apply some pearls on a dress of pure white, while adding a prayer to each pearl that she sewed with motherly care and delight. And all through the years, with a gentle effect, her hands have continued in love to point me to him who can fill all my needs and take me to heaven above. No wonder they're special, these small crooked hands, for it's been through their meaningful touch. God's love is revealed in such numerous ways by hands that I treasure so much.